Hi guys, my name is Adeyinka Black and this is TLBS Podcast. This is the year that obviously should be counted as one of the biggest highlights of my life, simply because of the many things that have happened over the course of this year, of course, which is not so much of a surprise to everyone. And one of the things that makes it a big highlight for me is the fact that it has been a very experimental year. One of the products of that, of those many experiments, has to be TLBS. Welcome to the TLBS show. By the way, my name is Adeyinka Black, and this obviously is the final episode of TLBS season 2. And I must say, I'm so excited that we have achieved this milestone. And why many might not think of this as a milestone, trust me, if you know who I truly am and some of the things I've struggled with, most especially when it comes to consistency, you would know this obviously has to be a milestone. I think this year has produced 20 episodes of TLBS. That is big. And thinking about it right now, shows that I've actually not missed any release date, and even in situations where I obviously had, you know, a reasonable excuse to make, so that, you know, when obviously I couldn't create episodes because of so many things that, you know, popped up along the journey, which were tangible enough as excuses, but I still showed up. And I think over the course of this season, I preached or I spoke about, you know, just showing up. And I'm so proud that I, you know, took my message. And it's really blissful to see and watch. And it's hope that, you know, next year, next season, is going to be better with more intensity, with more grit, as it were. And I'm super excited that you guys, you know, are with us today. And one thing I would like to share with you guys, which of course I believe you might have already seen, is the Spotify Wrapped that Spotify created for the TLBS show, for the TLBS brand. And it was so beautiful to see that so many people actually did check out our podcast, listen to it, and even shared it to other people. And the reason why it was so beautiful to see was because over the course of this journey, we have felt like, now when I say we, I'm talking about the FN Creatives team. We have felt like, you know, we weren't doing stuff enough. We were not, you know, making progress, as it were. Because sometimes, you know, when you check out the plays on some particular episodes, you're just sad. And the craziest part is, when you actually check out the plays on particular episodes that you actually think should be a blockbuster, you see the plays and like, what exactly is happening? We hyped this episode. We spoke about this episode. We did publicity for this episode. Meanwhile, it probably just got like 5 plays. Crazy. And it's actually the episode where you were just like, you know what, anyone who wants to check this out should check it out. I'm not even thinking so much about this. Those were the episodes that had bigger plays, and that was so crazy. And it actually made me realize something really important, which is do without overthinking, you know. So it's one of the things I'm taking out of this year, taking out of this experimental year, which is do without overthinking. And I can remember that was one of the titles of an article by a friend of mine. Shout out to TRS, by the way. Yeah, it was, I think, in 2021. Yeah, she released that article, Do Without Overthinking. And I just thought to myself and I said, you know what? Just do what you can. Just post stuff. So far, it's within the boundaries of morality. It's within the boundaries of excitement, of fun, of creativity. Don't overthink. Whoever listens to it, listens. Whoever doesn't listen, you know. Your time will come. And, you know, someone told me a couple of weeks back when I was, you know, overthinking and, you know, just trying to make sure things work. And the person said, I think you need to start listening to your own episode. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, and she said, just go and listen to one of your episodes. And it actually occurred to me that I was getting carried, you know, away by the frantic race of just making it big, as it were, instead of just focusing and trusting the process. And I think that's one of the titles. Yeah, that's the title of the episode that that person said I should listen to. So go and check it out. It's an amazing episode. So, like, this one is not promotion. No, this is actually me telling you it's content. It will set you up for 2023. So, I listened to the episode and it makes so much sense to me. I'm like, yo, man, you can't be telling people to do stuff and you don't practice it. So I'm like, this coming year, brah, I'm going to be so nonchalant, but not overly nonchalant. And when I mean nonchalant, I'm saying I'm just going to post stuff out there, you know, I'm just going to do me and I'm not just going to overthink it. And another thing I said to myself, and one of the things, you know, I decided to do is just, you know, I tried to realign. One of the reasons why I'm doing this, am I actually doing this because I want to be popular? Or am I doing this because I want to make some stipends out of this? What exactly are you doing this for? Because if you actually don't know why you're doing this, you would have some expectations that are not really priority, you know. So I had to align some of my expectations. I had to align some of the reasons why I'm actually doing this. And by the time I figured out why I'm actually doing this whole podcasting and this whole creativity thing, you know, I'm like, yo, I'm content with our growth. And growth is a journey, it's a process, and it's part of the story we're telling, you know. When it eventually happens, and if it actually doesn't happen, we're content with this stage of growth, believing that more can happen, but we're trusting the process regardless. And that is that, basically, for, you know, speaking about this whole creativity thing. And so one of the reasons why I, you know, aside from, you know, just dropping an episode for the last month or last episode for the season, one of the reasons why I'm doing this is because to say thank you, honestly. I think the first episode of this year, I'm going to try and remember all the episodes we released and trying to talk about them. I think the first episode for this year was I Wasn't Quiet for a Year, and that was me talking about my Katsina experience. For those who are not aware, I served in Katsina State, Nigeria. It's one of the hottest states in Nigeria and can be one of the coldest states in Nigeria. It was so hot that a time came when I was washing my clothes and I, you know, put it on the line for it to dry. My cloth ended up, you know, got bleached. Summary. It was so cold that, you know, I dressed up like as if I was in London. It's crazy atmosphere, you know, beautiful people, strange foods, you know. Just go listen to it. It's an amazing episode. It was more like the audio version of any vlog you would see from a YouTuber, but I'm not a YouTuber anyways. But yeah, that was the first episode. The second episode, I think, was a question tag with my OG, Tajimi of Lagos. It was an amazing session. Tajimi is super, super fun to be with. She's an amazing content creator. She's a media enthusiast. She is super, super phenomenal. And a lot of people said I was flirting with Tajimi on that episode. I don't know. Just listen to it. Just be very honest. excuse me. So, yeah, that was the second episode. The third episode, I think, was We Don't Have Life Figured Out, Do You? Which was with Fumi Sonya, our very own African creative. We're supposed to do like so many other episodes together for season 2, but you know, a lot of things came up, and I want to use this medium to apologize to Fumi. Fumi, I love you so much. Yeah, Fumi is an amazing person, honestly, and you guys should check it out. I don't know Fumi's what's it called, Twitter or Instagram handle. Like I said, you guys should follow her up. But yeah, Fumi is an amazing person, and I'm super grateful for Fumi, because you know, I met her only a couple of times, and you know, we just sort of clicked, as it were. And I'm, you know, really expecting that this coming year we would, you know, jump on a couple of projects together. So yeah, shout out to Fumi, by the way. Then I think the next episode, I can't remember now. Okay, I think the next episode was Vibes and Inshallah. I was trying to, you know, also, it was also a documentation of my Salah experience in the North, talking about some of the things they do that we do not do over here in the southwestern part of Nigeria. And it was just, you know, talk and, you know, documenting my experience, as it were. Then I think there was, I spoke, I really can't remember exactly, you know, the list, but it has been an amazing year. I did an episode on validation, on One Step at a Time. What's this one? No Idea. That one, speaking about when you just can't figure shit out anymore, you know. This year has been crazy, man, because there were a lot of times where I didn't just feel like coming up here to talk or do anything. I didn't even have what I wanted to say. I just came here to ramble and stuff. Then I did another episode. The Toxic Series, bruh. Yes, I think that was after the Salah episode. I think it was the Toxic Series. So the Toxic Series, the first one was My Parents Ruined My Life. And what we tried to do on that on the Toxic Series was try to take people's stories and tell them. These were real life events. We had to, you know, get people's stories and try to, you know, get people who could narrate them, just so we don't have to disclose their real identity. But these are things that actually affect people on a very consistent basis. First episode of the Toxic Series was, I think, My Parents Ruined My Life. And it was about Favor, who, you know, toxic parenting was crazy. It's crazy, man. And the next one, I think, was Till Death Do Us Part. Oh my gosh, it was about this lovers, you know, married couples anyways. And, you know, it had this typical start of story where they're all in sync, they love each other, you know, having fun on their wedding nights. They even spoke about their sex life. Oh, bro, go check it out, trust me, you're going to love it. Then I think the next one was Loss of My Life, LOML, and it was very gory because someone actually died over the obsession of, you know, of a friendship. It's crazy how some people can really be. You kill yourself because someone said they don't want to be your friend anymore. You guys are scary, man. Bruh. So that was that. Check it out, LOML. Listen to the story. It was, and just to tell you guys, the narration is perfect. The narration is good. It was amazing. Share this podcast to people, because we're doing amazing stuff on this podcast. Guys, I don't know where you would see content like this. Trust me, we're doing good. So, after LOML, I think the next one was Femme Fatale, about this boss who was a woman. It was, you know... Why is it that we're talking about too much sex on this podcast? But yeah, check it out. The woman is very scary. Sex for grades. Well, anyways, yeah. So that was the Toxic series. And people actually did check out our Toxic series. Like, when Spotify sent us our rap, stuff, it showed that people actually checked out our Toxic series, like a lot of people. So if you're just listening to this podcast, if this is your first time checking out the TLBS podcast, I would recommend you listening to the Toxic series. Oh my goodness, before I almost forgot. Guys, one of the episodes that people actually did check out was I Think God Is Angry With Me. Bruh, a lot of people thought I'd done something crazy. Not to mention that the cover art of that episode was a guy holding a cigarette, and a lot of people thought it was me. How sad. I don't smoke, so I don't know why you guys don't rate me. Wow, it's not like as if I sound like a smoker. But anyways, a lot of people actually checked that episode, like a lot of people. And I think it was from that point where we hit our first 1k plays. And shout out to you guys, you know, we're already, I think, we're over and beyond 1.3 right now. Thanks to you guys, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. Also, check out the I Think God Is Angry With Me episode, and also the I Think I Am Angry With God. Yeah, so it's like a sequel, so to speak. And we had Ebuka, you know, over for that episode. Ebuka, shout out to you. Thank you for doing this. You know, it was an exposition of some of the experiences that Ebuka had. We're trying to debunk some of the questions, you know, that people have concerning this God fact on all of those things. It's an amazing episode. You should check it out. Then also we did, I think we now started the Notebook series. That was the one I just like, you know what, guys, just take anything, you know. I'm not going to stress over, you know, just take everything. So the Notebook series was me just journaling some of the last moments of the year. There was some things people did to me that, you know, really slowed down the pace of my creativity and, you know, actually putting content out there. You know, I was away from social media for a very long time, and by the time I got back, a lot of people, you know, I would never notice. People would never send me. When I smoke, I will blow. But now go soon, start to send me. But anyways, that was that. Check out the Notebook series. In all I want to say is grateful. First, God, this has been an amazing year. And to think that at some point I was thinking this year was just crap, but like this year was just so good. I had people work with me who I didn't pay a dime. A big blessing, guys. Do you know what it means for people to be so dedicated, committed, and focused to your dreams, and you don't even give them not even pure water? And I want to use this moment to say shout out to give a shout out to all the FN creatives and cool guys. You guys are phenomenal. Shout out to Z's, shout out to Michael, shout out to Tunde, Mr. Fadaka, Mr. Creative. Shout out to Noye. Shout out to IJ, the Ilekanat sisters. I love you guys so, so much. And you guys, you know, watch out for these guys, because these guys are the brain behind some of this magic you see on TLPS. I'm telling you, these guys are so creative. And shout out to TRS, by the way. She helped us in one of our episodes like that. Shout out to Gabriel Inogela. Shout out to Ibuka. You know, a lot of people who actually did help us and turn up for us. Shout out to Tajimi of Lagos, the superstar. Superstar OAE. Yeah. So I really want to say thank you guys for making this year so phenomenal. Thank you to all the people who shared. Thank you to all the people who listened. Thank you to all the people who didn't share and all the people who didn't listen. You sure saw it. And for it coming on your feed and stuff, you know, it means that one day you're going to check it and you will love it. So thank you guys. I'm so grateful. This is me saying thank you. What can I give to you guys now? Anyways, the only thing I can give to you guys is thank you. So thank you guys. I'm grateful. I love you guys so much. And this is to say, this has been a phenomenal year. This has been a phenomenal year. Shout out to who, why am I forgetting your name? Shout out to Mr. Emmanuel Alabayo. We call him Doc, we call him Prof. It's just been phenomenal. Shout out to Tife. I go buy Tife Benz one day. Tife is a phenomenal human being. Shout out to Kami Musa Dauda. Shout out to my baby LJ. I love you so much. Shout out to every single person, man. I cannot do shout out for everybody, but like, if I did not mention your name, just know that you are the real MVP, because it's those on that ground that are actually doing the work. I love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please make sure you check out all the episodes you missed. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. It's a blockbuster. And this is to say, Season 3 of TLPS resumes 2023, March, the first Saturday of March. Remember, TLPS is every first and last Saturday of the month. And just like we did this year, we started the first episode of Season 2, March 3rd, I think. So also, for next year, we're starting TLPS March, the first Saturday of March in 2023. So that we can rest and plan and, you know, just get ready for you guys. I'm so grateful, guys. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And I'm grateful. And yeah, compliments of the season, by the way. Happy New Year. Yeah, stay safe. This is Adeyinka Black. Do not forget, you can also follow us on all our social media platforms. Please, 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 please follow us so that you can get updates on so many things we're doing right now. You can follow Afine on Instagram at afine.cc. You can follow Afine on Twitter, same thing. TLBS on Instagram, it is the_Lumi_and_black_show. Twitter for TLBS, it is TLBS_. My personal Twitter account is Adeyinka_black. And for Instagram, it is Adeyinka_black. That being said, I'm super grateful that you guys tuned in today, the last episode of Season 2. This has been a phenomenal year. This has been an amazing year. Until we meet again for Season 3, God bless you. Stay safe.